Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hot Pocket.
I was never a big Hot Pocket person.
I was, but just ham and cheese.
So you clearly were never that poor then.
Hold on.
Hot Pockets, ramen noodles, Easy Mac.
Hey, well, I bought cheaper than Hot Pockets.
Syrup sandwiches.
I bet you.
Kroger brand. And
I'm not trying to brag. I'm not going to say we were poor. But I mean, if we got some Hot Pockets, it wouldn't say Hot Pocket. It would be a different version of it.
It's a kolache factory.
It's a hot envelope or smoky. It'd be something off. Now I was the pizza roll up. I was the pizza roll up, dude. I'd go in there and give me them pizza roll up
Totino's.
Yeah, baby. That's what I rolled in. Pizza roll up. And then if it was breakfast, I'd do it with some syrup. And if it was after breakfast,
Wait,
I'd do a
you
little
put
ranch.
Pizza rolls. I did. And syrup.
I'm just saying, you got
to
try.
I'm sitting next to Will Ferrell and Elf.
I did.
Just put syrup on everything.
I had a little bowl, like in the morning, I tried it, but I would do it with the sausage ones. I would get the pizza roll up with the sausage. Give me the pizza roll with the sausage. Give me a little, I told you I got, fat. I've been heavy.
Listen, y'all got to explain something to me.
But then I would get me a little bowl with some syrup, and I would dip that sausage pizza roll up in the syrup.
Syrup, is that S-I-R-R-U-P, syrup?
However I said it.
What is this thing, coming from Brooklyn, the idea of people putting ranch on pizza is very much a foreign concept.
Really?
So good.
Why do you ruin your pizza with ranch?
No, just enhance it. Enhances it, yeah. It brings it up to that next level.
Like crap.
Now, whenever I take, a trip that I want to take, and I want to go to Italy. Whenever I do that, I won't do that to them.
You might get shot.
I won't ask for ranch. But no, man, you get to.
Yeah, I didn't do that when I was in Italy.
No, but you get like, man, if you get some, American style pizza, have that little ranch and good ranch, like some good homemade.
That's key.
Some good homemade ranch.
I think the problem is y'all are eating bad pizza that needs ranch.
No, I'm not eating. I'm not saying it needs it.
There's some bad ranch out there, though. You got to be careful and you got to avoid the bad ranch.
And it's some popular ones. But there's some good ranches out there.
I'll tell you right now, HEB brand ranch you get at the over at the Heb.
It's doable.
It's good.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's doable.
You don't use Hidden Valley for like pizza.
I wasn't
going
to say it just in case Hidden Valley wanted to do some business.
Oops.
Because I'll be right there with you, Hidden Valley. I'm open.
Want to sponsor Tyler's Turds?
I take the packages and everything. But yeah, that's one I avoid.
No, ruining your pizza.
I don't avoid. Yeah, man.
Like, no, listen, we're saying we don't use Hidden Valley pizza.
No, he's talking about ranch.
Ruin your pizza with ranch.
No, hold on.
You ruin your French fries with ranch.
That's not true.
Ooh, now that's one I can't.
That is just gross.
Dude, ranch with fries changes everything.
Alexander, who's going to be mad at himself because by the end of the show, he's going to enjoy us. He said ranch on pizza has been around since like 97. I think it's been around longer than that.
Since 97?
I think it's been around quite a bit longer than that.
I think it started when Ernest Givens was with the Oilers. I think it's been around a lot longer than that. No, I understand where you're coming from. You're from Brooklyn. You got the Brooklyn style. You know, Peachy, you fold it up and you do your thing. I went to New York for my birthday. Fantastic. Enjoyed the pizza. Went to Brooklyn, had some pizza. It was fantastic. But no, nah, man, get you. Have you tried it though? That's my thinking.
No, I don't like ranch. I do not like ranch.
Go to hell.
I'm already here.
You don't like ranch?
I don't like ranch.
Hold on, dog.
I don't like creamy based things. I don't like mayo based things.
Are you a communist?
What are you?
No, I don't like communists.
A little too far. I
don't like mustard.
So hold on. Stop. Patrick. When you go out and you say, hey, man, I want to give you a nice little salad. I want to give me a nice little salad, maybe a wedge, maybe a, you know, I don't know. You know, I want a salad. And they say, okay, we've got several dressings. What kind of dressing will you go with?
You got some kind of vinaigrette, some kind of balsamic vinaigrette, red wine vinaigrette, non-creamy Caesar or Italian.
We said he don't like creamy stuff.
Don't like creamy stuff.
Do we need to do another sex of traffic?
Not a French. Not a Thousand Island, not a Russian, not any of that stuff.
Caesar's got to be creamy.
I'm going to try. I'm trying not to be judgmental because I have some weird things, foods I don't like. But like ranch, like my man said, let me hold a balsamic. Let me get a balsamic vinegar. Come on, a vinaigrette. You don't eat ranch?
Hold on. You see this what just came on text line? Only eat ranch or ketchup on frozen pizzas. Who the hell puts ketchup on pizza?
That's sinful.
Honey is really good on pizza as well too.
Never had it, but I can't knock it till you try
famous,
it.
Famous, honey is good on wings.
The place, I don't know if you remember when we went to Kansas City and did the draft and we did the show from Kelly's. Mm-hmm. Kelly's historical spot, they do honey on the pizza. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Honey and hot honey. On the pizza.
Ooh, hot honey.
Fantastic.
I've used hot honey with some smoking of the meats.
Listen, I know we're driving some
those
of
are,
you.
Those are some personal things that I need to know about, Tyler.
We're driving some of you all crazy. I promise you. I'm enjoying the hell out of it. I promise you we'll get to. Okay, I'm not going to promise you, but we're going to do our damnedest to get to this point because I do feel like we're ready for a big boy conversation. I really do.